In the structure of things, it is the government who defines the policy for the CGPS and hands it to the commissioner. Right now, we have a very competent and capable officer in charge of running the daily affairs of the CGPS. There is no vacuum at the top. To keep insisting that this thing happened because I am not there, what you are doing, you are in fact attacking the credibility of the leadership of the CGPS. You are saying to the people of Trinidad and Tobago that if all they don't put me back, all they're going to get last class service, because what is there is nothing without me. So you are in fact attacking the hierarchy of the CGPS. You are saying it is incompetent. And that is destabilizing a country.